everybody. Welcome to episode 62 of Game Over Nation. I am Javi Rodriguez. With me this week is Ryan De La Rosa.
Hi, guys.
And Gabe Philbin.
Hello.
And Dylan Roush.
Nope.
Oh,
no.
Oh, we thought he was here.
He is Dylan Roush, and we are not.
It will never be the same.
Yeah.
No,
this is
not.
A triumphant week. I haven't looked at the agenda, but
the triumphant
I assume we're just
bastard.
Yep. I guess we're just going to talk about Resident Evil or something.
What right, because it was, I heard, I assumed it was awesome, and I think that's everyone's general opinion, right?
Yeah,
the
no.
Across the internet.
That's the general cunt census.
I haven't looked at any of the reviews because I just assumed they were all 10s.
Are they not?
I don't know. Has anyone looked?
Yeah, we looked. They're all horrible. Except for like
your sarcasm's palpable.
I know.
It's Senator Palpable. Guess who it is.
Oh
doing
no.
Well, before we get into Resident Evil, we do have a little bit of news. Just a little bit. First up, we have a Twitter account that uses the handle Mingy Jongo. Is a Twitter account from ex-Rare employees talking about how they want to make a spiritual successor to Banjo-Tooie, but they're still figuring out logistics, how they're going to fund it, blah blah blah. But who cannot be excited about this? Because Banjo-Kazooie is like the best platformer ever made.
Well, it won't be Banjo-Kazooie.
But it won't, I know, but we will see the old Rare, hopefully, maybe.
Well, you have to ask, how many members from Rare, and what did they do on the original Banjo-Kazooie? Cause it, well,
everything.
It's like, hey, we were the janitors.
Oh yeah, we did the sound. It was awesome.
Hey, Banjo-Kazooie had some fantastic music.
Yeah, but I bet a game that does not make.
Uh-huh.
Tell that to Rock Band.
Well, okay, we'll get. I don't think that counts as a spiritual successor to anything other than Guitar Hero.
Donkey Kong Conga Drum. Whatever.
Donkey Kong Conga Drum.
Donkey Kong Yonky Dong.
Yonky Dong.
Bamboo Drums.
Ronk Along.
Bamboo Drums. I love bamboo. I just want to say that. Bamboo's.
Yonky Dong.
Chinese
joins
bamboo
kiss
is very strong. You sure, man? I'm sure.
What?
This has been another segment of Hobby's Little World.
I don't know what just happened.
No,
Rush
no one
Hour
does.
2.
No one does.
Really?
Chinese bamboo is very strong.
Oh, okay. Now I hear. Wow.
Wow. That was bold. That was really bold.
So, okay. So we play the drums to play Banjo-Kazooie 3.
Bamboo-Kazooie.
Bamboo and Jooie. Wait, what?
Banjo-Slap-Boobie. Slap-Boobies.
Slapping Dookie.
Is this going to be crowdsourced, Gabe?
It's
going to be outsourced.
It's unclear of how it's going to be funded. They've talked about Kickstarter, but then they said, what if we want to end up using more money? We don't really have a idea for a budget yet. I love Banjo-Kazooie, Banjo-Tooie. I miss Rare. All these lovely things that all just seem to be coming together. It's nice. But apparently I'm the only fucking one, so, you know, Borderlands 3 is being talked about now.
Oh, really?
You love Rare so much, but they disappeared by the time you learned English.
It's true.
What was Gabe's first language there, Javi?
Goo Goo Gaga. The Goo Goo Dolls.
Bamboo.
Just sang shitty songs all day.
Biggest Black Balloon. That's all he sang. It's Black Balloon.
It wasn't. Mm-hmm. Borderlands 3, Anthony Birch said in an interview when asked about like the future of the franchise. He essentially said, "Yeah, Borderlands 3 is being talked around about around the office, and thrown ideas around." But then Randy Pitchford started tweeting about how, "Nope, that is not what's happening. We are just doing DLC. Anthony was just talking about his thoughts, and that's great. But nope, this ain't what we're doing."
So. Anthony's just talking out his ass.
It would be ridiculous to make a third game in a series that's made us so much money. That's dumb. We're dumb.
Yeah, that You're does seem like dumb. A kind of stupid thing to be like, No.
He said, we're not doing that right now. He essentially said, we're definitely going to do it, but not right now. It's not what we're doing.
Okay.
Well, it's not a good idea to say, yeah, there's a third one coming. And then release a bunch of DLC for the second one. Like, you're less likely to sell DLC when people are just waiting for this.
See, I don't really get that, though, but because it's not like...
they're waiting. It's not like the third one's going to be out in 6 months.
No, I know.
Yeah. It's going to be like 3 years, if that.
But, you know, the sad truth is that that would hurt sales.
It'll be the next generation.
Ah!
What next generation?
Sorry, Johnny keeps licking
the next
hand.
Gen of consoles.
I don't know what you're talking about, Ryan. They have no plans.
Right.
They don't comment.
At least
on
that's
rumors
what they
or
keep
stuff.
Saying.
They were thinking about the next one as soon as this one came out. Like that's just the way these things happen.
No, don't lie.
I'm not.
But I mean,
somebody
I have
is,
no problems
not me.
With Borderlands 3 coming out if they're working on it. Especially if Anthony's writing it again. I think
Gabe
that's awesome.
Gabe just delivered the controversial statement of the century. I have no problem with Borderlands 3 coming out. You crazy man!
Yeah, mind blown.
Gabe has these like fanboyism, like, what are they called? Phases.
Oh.
I mean, we had Diablo 3.
Yep.
Gabe was having an orgasm about.
And made his dick rock hard.
And then now he hates it.
I don't hate it.
Joss Whedon.
I got bored.
Yes, you do.
I don't hate
Joss Whedon.
Joss
and
Whedon.
Now you hate Joss Whedon.
Now he hates him.
I don't think that phase hasn't ended. Phase. Lifestyle.
That phase hasn't ended.
Mirror's Edge.
That lifestyle hasn't ended.
Mirror's Edge.
Now he hates it.
Now he hates it. Now he doesn't want Mirror's Edge 2. You heard it. We have it on recording.
Freedom.
Freedom, yep.
Nah, remember when Gabe was real big on Freedom, and then he just...
and then he just hated it.
He just hated it.
And now Borderlands...
Now Borderlands 3 is his new jam. Yeah. It's not even out yet. He's gonna hate it before it ever comes out. Great. Yeah. Great.
Fucking... Yep. Gonna be
the
indie go go
the life of an intern.
So fickle. Like a candle in the wind.
Borderlands 2 was tight though.
I fucking hate
like
everything.
Now he hates it.
Now he hates Borderlands 2 even.
Jeez. Now that's irony.
You had to do it.
Had to do it.
You couldn't resist.
I hate so many things about Hobby right now.
Love. And now he hates me.
All right, Gabe.
Yep. Hobby phase over.
You'll learn to live with it, Gabe.
All right, so our next story is about titties. Is that right?
It is about titties.
Gabe hates those.
I am no queer.
Big American TTS. America.
Yeah. So in like a Dead or Alive playtest, like beta test, many fans and like the creator of the series said them titties need to be bigger.
What?
Because they dulled down the sexuality of the game a little bit for Dead or Alive 5.
and then they just called it fighting game.
Yeah, fighting, fight,
Fight game.
Well, hitmakers
of
sexual...
shoot game.
Didn't they tone down the sexuality and everything, like, the second Itagaki was fired?
That's what they, like, were doing.
He was vice president of titties.
He was. Like, seriously.
What game?
Yeah, he was like the guy in charge of everything Team Ninja did. So like Ninja Gaiden and Dead or Alive, and Dead or Alive Volleyball. Like
there was
so much sexuality and all that. And that's the same guy that got in trouble for feeling up one of his secretaries.
He was just trying to figure out game physics.
She was totally asking for it.
I guess, she said that like he stuck his finger in her mouth and stuff.
What the fuck?
Doing all sorts of weird Japanese stuff.
What?
The ancient Japanese are sticking their finger in someone's mouth.
Weird Japanese stuff.
I've seen porn.
He wrote a JRPG and played it in front of her. Weird Japanese stuff. He bought some schoolgirl panties out of a vending machine. Gave them to her.
Shoved them in her mouth.
What the fuck?
I don't know. Why?
Where did that come from?
What's wrong with people?
What was this about?
Itagaki sticking his finger in someone's mouth?
It's true. It was reported.
I'm just trying to think about what that would be like and what it would be like to see.
And like what situation you're in where you think that's okay. Like, this is the thing I'm gonna do.
He had
now.
A milk mustache and he was wiping it off.
Let me get that for you.
Oh, sorry, my fingers are in your mouth now? I was aiming for your upper lip. My bad.
I'll just keep them there.
I have really bad depth perception.
I'm just going to keep them. It's good.
My depth perception.
He always wears sunglasses, even indoors, so that makes sense.
That's true. That is a good fucking point.
Where are my sunglasses in your mouth?
Oh, Itagaki.
Yeah.
What the hell is he even doing? Did he just go kill himself?
No! He's shooting a Western!
Oh.
What? Is that a real thing?
No.
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 No. He's like angry at you.
What the? Why would it? No.
Well, it's a pump loom.
Back to the story. The director of the fight of Dead or Alive 5, Yohei Shimbori, said we were getting feedback from the overseas offices to tone down the sexuality. But we actually got a lot of feedback from people who were playing it saying, we want bigger breasts. Make the characters more like that.
Real thoughtful.
Well, now they've identified their audience. We thought it was just a really good fighting game all these years. We didn't know. Why
that's
kind
of
so
been
popular.
Their thing since day one, though. Keep going.
Well,
they going
seem
for
surprised.
That market, man.
Well,
someone's buying
them. He also said that's another layer of entertainment that there's a need for. If there wasn't a need for it, people wouldn't have responded to the alpha demo like they did and send us feedback. And he also said there's nothing wrong with having beautiful characters.
Fair enough.
That's actually a good point. I mean, that is people bought it.
And these normal titty-sized women are not beautiful because
hey, beauty
and
is
ladies, it, yeah, ladies, if you have average-sized titties, forget it.
Fucking forget it.
Forget it. You're done. You might as well just go ahead and head to the nunnery and
have someone put a finger in your mouth.
My God.
But what does that have to do with a nunnery?
Because if you ain't got redonkitits, you ain't good enough.
Redonkitits.
Itagaki will not put his finger in your mouth.
Don't name this episode redonkitits.
You know, I've got something I want to say on the tip of my tongue, and I know Ryan's just going to
groan. Is it Itagaki's finger?
No!
I hate you guys.
And we're back.
God, we're awesome. All right, Gabe.
Yeah.
That's the news.
Woo! Yeah.
Big American TTS.
News. Big American TTS is in summary, Big American TTS.
Redonky tits. All right, well, let's move on to what comes after game news.
Which is Resident Evil 6. Resident Evil 6.
What? Resident Evil 6. 6.
You mean Resident Evil 3? Out of 10?
Oh!
No!
Oh!
No! Wicked Bird! It just got deep fried!
Nothing? I'm gonna enjoy Resident Evil 6.
Oh, you didn't do it either.
I didn't.
Oh.
No.
Ooh, ow.
See, the way Javi does it, it sounds like he kind of likes it.
Yeah.
You're getting burned, not.
Ooh, that's hot.
Oh, God.
Think of it as like the same noise you would make if Gaki stuck his finger in your mouth.
Oh no! Why?
Call security.
Oh no. But yeah, Resident Evil 6 has been getting pretty suck reviews. And it's interesting because.
It's pretty suck.
I don't know. It's Resident Evil 6 and it fucking sucks.
Yeah, like, this is a game, or, you know, a franchise that's so beloved by people.
Well, it's beloved. Was. It's
beloved.
I think people really tried to hold on to it as after 5. I liked 5, but
5 was okay.
5, like, there was nothing not fun
about
it.
The last half of it was shit.
Yeah, once they put a cover system in it, then yeah, it was horrible.
Well,
as soon as those guys aimed a gun at you, that game took a big doo-doo.
Same with Resident Evil 4, like, that whole, like, last act where everybody had machine
guns.
Yeah,
Resident Evil 4
stupid.
Sucked in the last hour, too.
Yeah, but whatever. The games are still good.
Yeah.
I said it.
But
oh, God, Johnny, why?
So, Resident Evil 6, it sounds, let's take that last hour and just stretch it to 40 hours and just doo-doo fry it.
Dookie fry.
Ooh, it stinks.
Yeah. But seriously, that game sounds awful after reading multiple reviews.
Yeah, it
what
sounds like
they
a complete mess. Like they, it seems
we should
like
keep in
they
mind
tried
that no one
to...
here has played it yet.
Yeah, keep
well,
in
other
mind.
Than the demos. But it Javi said reading the told me last night that reading the reviews just sounds like they took those demos and stretched it out over the entire game.
I saw the major complaint. How many QuickTime events can you put in one game?
But you know what? One definitive thing that all the reviews, even the negative ones and the positive ones, have all said is just that, like, the production value of, like, the cutscenes and shit. Like, I mean, a lot of them said that as the negative. Like, slick cutscenes and action can't make up for a shitty game. But other people are like, oh man, it's like the cutscenes are so cool. Like, there's some really awesome stuff in there. So,
The parts you can't play are so awesome.
No,
I'm just trying to give a little credit where credit is due.
It's not like Capcom didn't try with the game. Like, they clearly put a lot of work into it. It's just they didn't. It seems like they were trying to do so many different things.
They're trying too much at once.
It looks like it's exactly what I like thought it would be. It's like Capcom just threw buckets of money at this and just said, just make it good. Let's make it the biggest game we've ever made with 4 campaigns. Let's have all these teams. It seems like they had different teams work on each campaign too, because each campaign is just like fucking bizarrely going for a different thing, and they all kind of fail. Like, there was no focus at all. It's a fucking mess. But it's a well-produced mess. I mean, like, there's obviously a lot of money and production value behind all of it, but it's not exactly good.
Yeah. Well, we're saying, like, well-produced and, like, the cutscenes and everything. From what I've read and heard about the story, that's horrible. Like, I've heard that every character, like, every, like, assistant character, like, with Leon Leon and Chris, they're two, like, side characters. I completely forget their names. Like, Helena and someone else. But I heard they were just awful. They were literally there to have co-op and weren't, like, experiment with, like, they didn't have interesting dialogue or anything. They were just there. And also, the story's just garbage.
But, like, Resident Evil has, I mean, it's not surprise. Like, Resident Evil, like, the pinnacle of storytelling was, like, little pages that you'd pick up and read, like a prisoner's diary or...
Was Lost in Nightmares.
Yeah. I mean, but all of that was borrowed from the original game. But, like, you look at Code Veronica had the Ashford family's legacy. Like, that was kind of interesting. But otherwise,
when it comes
Resident
to the
Evil
actual
storytelling
acting
sucks.
Shit. Yeah.
Like, Resident Evil's always been just garbage. Mm-hmm. It's terrible schlock. It's fucking...
Not one of them have
lowest
a
common
story.
Denominator, horror, and shock value, and action. So, I don't know. Like, it seems like now everybody expects the franchise to evolve, but it's the same way it's always
been. You
know, been.
I don't
stupid.
Mind trying new things, but don't overbloat your game with shit that half works.
Yeah, it just seems like a waste of resources. A huge waste of resources.
It's the perfect analogy for the entire series now. It's bloated and needs to be put out to pasture.
It
does feel good, like, that the best Resident Evil of this generation is on my 3DS.
You've lost some,
like,
nightmares on your 3DS?
Revelations.
That game's cool.
That game was great.
You know what it is? It's Resident Evil has been here before. It was there with Resident Evil 3, and some would argue Code Veronica.
Which is funny, because I loved 3.
I thought 3 was the weakest by far, like, of the classic ones.
Oh, Code Veronica is the best one, but I loved 3. It had a dodge mechanic. Thank God!
It was a dodge mechanic that, like, randomly worked. Like, you had to, like, aim at the right time. Yeah.
That
but anyways,
shit is useful for Nemesis.
Yeah. But anyways, Resident Evil's lost its way before and, you know, gotten pretty shitty. And what brought it all around again was bringing the creator, Shinji Mikami, back. And he made 4.
And now he ain't coming back again.
And what does Capcom do? Yeah. They're like, fuck you.
I'm just saying, though, like, Resident Evil can get down in the dumps. It just needs someone with a cool
vision.
Idea to, like, to, yeah, someone with a vision, mm-hmm. a good idea, a good vision to step in and take the reins and just put it back on track for another game. So there's always hope, but unfortunately, 6 is just another misstep.
Yeah,
well,
I'm kind of with you there.
In 6 that it does... work. Like, I think co-op can work. Like,
I like the whole diving and shooting, but, like, there's no need for it though. Like, they don't like that.
I don't like that. I like the limitations in the movement.
If,
like,
if they made it so you had
to
do
that,
if it was a necessity to learn to do that, that'd
yeah,
be great.
Yeah, exactly.
Kind of like in Resident Evil 4, it was a necessity to learn how to fucking use the knife.
Yeah, yeah. And I liked it in 4. It made it important where you shot your enemies, because, like, you'd run out of bullets, so you know, a shot to the kneecap
was better
is
than
often
a headshot.
Way better than a headshot, you know? That's really different.
Dead Space didn't
6,
do
yeah,
anything
like,
new.
I've only
Dead
played
Space.
Those demos, but yeah, that move that I like, it's not, there's no reason ever to use it, and I wouldn't be surprised if throughout the entire full game there's never ever a moment where you should jump on your back and start shooting. Like, but they should implement situations where that's useful. I don't know, but
Max Payne did
it. It's another instance of them trying, like, putting in action elements where they're saying it's like survival horror.
I don't even think you can. I think now you should just review it as straight up action. It's
absolutely not as a survival horror. Like,
as much as I hope it was scary, it's kind of hard to do that kind of style of game and keep it scary.
Yeah, it's just the way they were like treating Leon's campaign, or saying they were treating Leon's campaign as like the classic Resident Evil. Like, this is gonna be like 4, but then you see him jumping back and like doing dives and shit, and it's like,
that... Dude, you should watch the game trailers review and check out the fucking motorcycle stuff with Jake or whatever.
Oh, God.
Actually, like, I did see some of that.
What is that? Yeah, like, there's a part where I think he's got Sherry on the back of his motorcycle, and he's riding on, like, building tops in the middle of the city, and his bike is, like, free-falling from a skyscraper, and then it just hits the ground and starts driving regularly. It's like, what?
Chris and Piers get in a Harrier.
Yeah.
And you sink a carrier.
Oh, yeah, you fly a fucking F-6 or whatever, you fly a jet.
Through a barrier.
But you fly a jet in Resident Evil.
Wait,
what?
You fly a Harrier through a barrier and take out a carrier?
Yep.
I'm excited to play this. I really am.
Not for $60, I'm not.
Like, actually, I'm actually really excited to see two best friends play Resident Evil 6. Like, that's going to be hilarious.
I think I got my fill of that from Shadows of the Damned.
That is
a good game, by the way. Just saying.
Resident Evil 6 is such an unfortunate... It seems like... I have to put seems in front of everything I say because I haven't fucking played the game. But it seems like such an unfortunate, like, direction to take.
There's a couple of Let's Plays up that you can watch.
Yeah, I've watched, like, the Giant Bomb Quick Look, which is, like, half an hour of them just...
Of doo-doo!
Yeah, them just reinforcing the idea of, like, it may seem like this is controlling okay, but that's only because I've played this game for 20 hours, and I'm used to how, tight everything is,
predicted when I played through the demo, and it was just, like, it's not intuitive, it's very clunky feeling, but I said that, like... I want to play it enough that, like, it's second nature. Like, Resident Evil 4 is super stiff, too, but you get used to it.
Well, it's like, so many complaints about, like, Resident Evil 4 and 5, it's like, you can't move while you shoot. But that adds tension. That makes you have to think about, even more, about where and when you shoot. Play. Like,
here's the thing, Gabe. Playing Resident Evil 6, that you're... Aiming is so hard, and walking while aiming makes it even harder, because you're not really a robot anymore. You don't aim on a pivot, and like your laser doesn't just stay where it's at. Like, if you aim at something in Resident Evil 6, your laser is constantly fucking moving
like there everywhere. There's a laser and crosshairs.
Well, yeah, so the crosshairs is kind of like the general area where your laser's going to be, and you got to pay attention to where the laser's actually touching. But yeah, I gotcha. But yeah. I don't know.
It was like playing
moving
Uncharted 3 for the first
exactly
time, and
like...
how they changed it from digital movement from like those certain directions and like those direct directions. Yeah, good words, Gabe. But those like specific directions that you can move, but then they turn it into a circle. Yeah,
and then they made it full analog.
And it was like, what the fuck just happened?
Yeah, with Resident Evil 6, it's really tough to aim. And so, like, the walking and aiming, it doesn't really bother me, because it's not really an advantage. It's, I don't know, it's like you're able to move a little bit without putting your gun down, and then you gotta stop to aim some more.
Well, it's just the fact that it's there. It's like, yeah, it's an option for you to stand still, but that it's there, and it gives you, like, the chance to move around. I don't like that. I like things being very, like, strict and direct. Final Fantasy 13, the battle system wouldn't be that bad if fucking auto attack button wasn't there, because like.
Yeah, but are you mad that it's just because? Are you mad just because it's different from RE5, or are you?
No, no, I have no problem with.
Should something like Dead Space stop you when you're aiming? Also, do you want that to do that too?
No, Dead Space and like RE5 are designed differently. Like, the AI in RE5 is designed around you not being able to move while you shoot. They'll like sprint up to you and then start walking slowly. Like,
yeah,
it looks stupid, but it's how the fucking game works.
He was having second thoughts.
You saw that gun when he got up close and went, oh.
whoa. I thought that was a flashlight. I'm a back. No. Oh, wait, no, no. Oh, God. Yeah. So, God, it's frustrating. Fuck you.
Fuck everything.
Yeah. I'm not. The more I think about Dead Space, the less fond of it I am.
Really?
But, yeah.
I think you should play through it again. It's a lot of fun.
What's wrong with you?
It's a great game. I think you're too much in your head and just fucking enjoy it because it's fun.
It's more the like horror aspects of it that I don't like. It's all mainly just jump scares, like things popping out at you all of a sudden instead of trying to build this really crazy.
Dead Space 1, which you always argue is way scarier than 2. If you look at Dead Space 2, yeah, there's a lot of bang and
always
crazy
argue
action shit going
always
on, but like,
argue.
What?
No, I don't always argue that. I think the quieter areas in Dead Space where it lets you walk around, like that Ishimura scene. Well, the Ishimura scene in Dead Space 2 was a lot better than anything in Dead Space 1.
Well,
but
listen, Dead Space 1 was nothing but alien-esque corridors, just dark metal corridors and pipes and shit. Dead Space 2 had that, like, apartment complex that you walk through, and you could hear people screaming, "Let me out! Let me!" trying to get out of their houses and getting murdered in them, and like, there's so much more like different environments and setting a tone, and like, there's also the daycare that you walk into, and you can hear babies kind of like faintly crying in the background and stuff, and then that's the first time you meet those exploding children and shit, and then all those toddlers in the church running at you.
Yeah, there are no doubt good parts about Dead Space. I hate jump scares. I hate those. I think they're cheap.
Well, then you should hate Dead Space 1 much more than 2, because 1 is all jump scares.
I'd like 2 more than 1. I like 2 more than 1.
Oh, okay.
What's wrong with you?
Which one's scarier? Like, I don't know. It's up in the air. I don't know.
I would agree with you that neither is, like, scary.
Terrifying.
But
no.
2, I think, has more everything.
I'm still waiting for a great horror game. Like, Lost in Shadows or, well, Lost in Nightmares. Which one is it? Lost in Nightmares?
Lost in Nightmares.
That's the
Lost
best thing Nightmares. I've played. Because
so good.
What about Amnesia?
Amnesia's okay.
What about Slender Man?
Fuck Slender. Slender, people think it's so scary because I'm gonna sound like a pretentious asshole, but like, they're told it's scary. Like they see all these reaction videos and they're like, I want to be that scared. It's like, yeah, I'm gonna make myself that scared. It's like, you always know if you turn around, Slender Man is most likely gonna be there. If you don't move fast, he's gonna get behind you. Like, you always know he's gonna be, like, near you. I don't know. I played it and it did nothing for me. Nothing. Mm-hmm. I didn't beat it.
Yeah.
I got to, like, what, like, 3 or 4 pages, and then I got killed and I was like, yeah, okay, whatever.
Yeah, I don't even know how that game works, but yeah, I just watched a lot of people playing it and I'm like, what's scary here? I don't know. It's like the same shtick. Like, there's the dude.
Boom.
Yeah.
Sound design's cool. I like the sound design.
The sound in that game's pretty interesting, but the over...
Oh,
just
this
like
low
that
polygon face! Ah!
Yeah. But
my biggest,
like,
problem with that, it spawns so many fucking... The same thing. Same old. Over and over. Check out how many fucking
green light. Oh my god!
Works.
Didn't they take down like all of those?
I have no idea. I haven't checked.
I thought
it. I just
there were so many like slender source
shit
things
like that. And
yeah,
I mean, frankly, if I want to go for that kind of horror, Amnesia did it perfectly.
Really? Amnesia was okay.
Amnesia was great, and Amnesia was scary.
Did you try the sequel or expansion or whatever?
The sequel's not out yet.
Yeah, the pig thing. I'll try
Bay of Pigs.
Yeah.
Bay of Pigs.
Yeah, it's not out yet.
Cuba. Like the Cuba. But
no,
yeah,
not that one.
What Lost in Nightmares did, like comparing to Slender, where Slender, you always know Slender is like behind you or like maybe.
Boom.
Yeah.
Boom.
But what Lost in Nightmares did is, it's like, I don't know, like 30 minutes, 45 minutes, maybe even an hour of just nothing. And you,
yeah. It, I like, sat it's, on it's the other side not, of...
It's like tension that you don't really feel. Because yeah. You're so used to it at this point that, like, nothing, like, yeah, okay, what, I don't know what's gonna, like, go, what's going on, nothing's really happening. Until you, I don't know, play the piano or something. And then you turn around and
it's cool.
And
this
that
is what's really
fucking
cool.
Thing
I watched,
comes
I watched...
around the corner, hmm. And it's like, what the fuck is this thing you've never seen, anything like it? And it's just this giant thing that takes up the entire hallway, just walks around the corner really slowly, and it's just like, shit your pants scary. It's awesome.
Well, here's the thing about that game. That's totally random, whether you see that guy there or not. Like, so yeah. I had never seen him in the mansion, ever. He's always
really?
Been in the basement only. And so, like, because, like, I played it again with Rachel recently, and, like, I'm all wait. I'm like, I hope he's in here. I want to see her freak the fuck out. And then it was nothing, right? And then we go down into the basement. But still, like, even if he's not in the mansion, it's still, like, a great reveal because mm-hmm. you go into the mansion or into the basement, and, you know, you see the men that have been tortured. They're all in spikes and clamped to tables.
Oh, my God,
stuff,
the jail. Like, oh. I was pooping mm-hmm. myself.
Yeah, and then you start walking down the hallway, which means you're looking straight down it, and you just see, like, on the railway above, and then there's that musical cue. It's like, bwing! And you see him, like, just walk by slowly across the railway. You know, Rachel's like, what the fuck is that? You know, I'm like, nothing, let's go. And then, of course, the guy busts through the wall, and it's shit hits the fan. It's awesome.
That was my second most memorable co-op experience with Javi.
Oh, what's the first?
Oh, Marvel Ultimate Alliance.
On the Wii.
Oh my god, that game sucks so fucking bad. Who's holding the controller sideways? This camera's making me dizzy. I'm gonna throw up.
Thanks, Nintendo.
My friends.
Oh,
the way
who,
they played
who
that
entered
game.
Into the pitfall game again?
So, you know. How, like, some characters have, like, the special moves with each other in that game, like, depending on who it is.
Yeah.
Okay, so, when my friend Bob, and my friend Ben, they would play, in, like, a group of four with us, and Bob would make Ben be Wolverine. He would, like, scream at him until he picked Wolverine so he could be Colossus, and just throw him the entire time. Like, no matter what was going on, you just throw him. Ben couldn't do anything about it because Wolverine has no control over if he gets thrown or not. He just gets fucking tossed.
Yeah. Too legit.
So that's Resident Evil 6, guys. I'm gonna go pick it up, and I'll tell you.
Are you
all
buying
about
it new or are you gonna wait?
I'm gonna buy it new. Ooh. I'm scared.
What's I'm wrong sorry. With you?
You're gonna support.
Someone's gotta buy it.
No,
I'm,
people
I'm,
are
I'm
buying.
I'm laying down
no,
on the wire.
You gotta
so
lay down
the
law
guy.
So they learn to never do this again.
You're talking to the guy that the only reason he didn't buy what was it? Raccoon City Chronicles. Operation Raccoon City.
Yeah.
You're talking to the guy that the only reason he didn't buy it is because he couldn't afford it.
What's wrong with you?
So many things.
Actually, I could have.
That's why
so
I don't. That's why
things.
I don't like a lot. Don't buy a lot of things
it's because I refuse to buy Raccoon City.
I was like, it's Resident Evil. It's in Raccoon City. Ah, you could possibly play as Claire. Ah!
What's wrong with you?
Everything.
So many possibilities with Claire. Yeah.
So,
yeah,
yeah,
RE6.
Resident
Evil 6. RE6.
I have a poster here that I got from PAX. I remember when I got it, I was like, well, let's hope this game doesn't suck because I want to hang this up because it's a really cool poster.
So we've got some questions. From Twitter. Justin Doss asks, can you please explain why Javi bought Resident Evil 6 when he expected it to suck and had nothing positive to say as the game approached?
Well, I think we've covered that.
I don't think we have.
Okay, you haven't covered why you're going to buy it anyway, I guess.
Yeah.
Why the fuck are you going to buy it?
Because Leon's cool. And I think... Well, here's the thing. I don't have
That's
to
That's a fucking
justify...
awful reason.
Huh?
That's an awful reason.
Look. I understand that that demo...
Was dildos.
And I can call a spade a spade. That game's probably not very good. That being said, I can enjoy...
Shitty game.
I can enjoy bad things. If I can find my own
Real Steel,
then I'm not gonna apologize. Yeah, like
after he gets off, after he gets done with this call, he is going straight to Itagaki's place and just getting mouth fingered for hours.
Because I can enjoy it.
He can enjoy terrible.
He's gonna alpha test Dead or Alive 5 with just a fist of Itagaki in his mouth.
Yeah.
God. Ooh. Ooh.
Hobby don't
that's
have
basically
to explain
it.
Himself
why am
to
I getting
you?
Resident Evil 6? Because I fucking want to, and I think I'll enjoy it. I really think I'll have some fun with it. And that doesn't mean it's good. That doesn't mean I'll recommend it. But, yeah, I'm excited to play it.
Yeah. Okay, next up. Oh, he said Justin Doss again says, also, thoughts on the Dragon Age 3 using the Frostbite engine.
That don't mean shit.
Is it
still Dragon Age? Oh, it is. Oh,
actually, if they spend longer than fucking half a year on the game, then it might. I think it was 18 months was their production time or development time for number 2
for a gigantic fucking game.
If they spend actual time and care and good writing into that game, then we could have a good game. That's like the first one. If they take 18 months and blast out a big pile of doo-doo out of their dookie hole, then we'll get another Dragon Age 2.
Whoa.
My hopes are not high.
Awesome.
But yes, I would like to see that. And what's that engine? Isn't it got those
Frostbite
cool
two.
Destructible environments?
Yeah, it's the Battlefield
shit.
3
Yeah, that'd be
engine.
Fucking cool in an RPG if the rest of the game is cool.
Yeah.
We'll see. We'll see exactly how long they take working on this game.
Yeah, I have no opinion of Dragon Age, so we'll see. Maybe.
Me too.
The first game took a couple years to make. They shit out the second game in a year and a half, 18 months. Fuck that. And look what we got. Morrowind looks better. That's my rant.
Okay. Next question from Jordan Rodkey. And he worded this funny, so I'm gonna have to try it. He says, what is it about Japanese developers that so many games have the ability to trip randomly?
I can only think of Brawl. What other games have it?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not random, but in Resident Evil 6, if you run over a body, Leon's like, he like trips.
Well, that game has its own problems.
Oh, so this is like a real thing?
I don't know. I can only think of Brawl that you like trip over shit.
And Brawl,
and only our buddy Zach was pissed off about that.
Well, it's annoying, but yeah.
I think more than just Zach was.
Oh yeah, a lot of people
that.
Were, but no one cares about people who play Smash Brothers for tournaments.
You know,
you hear that tournament players?
Well,
no one cares about you.
Well, let's look at Evo. Were they there? Oh.
Who?
Smash Brothers. They weren't at Evo.
Neither was BlazBlue, and BlazBlue's a fucking shit.
Anyways.
Fuck.
But, yeah, I think we need more examples of games that are tripping.
Yeah, I can only think of those two. I mean, Madden
if
has
you
tripping.
You know of games that have tripping, write into mail at gameovernation.com.
Well.
You should do that.
No Mercy had tripping.
Did it?
Yeah, when you threw someone against the fucking turnbuckle and they came back, you could trip them. Or drop toe hold, whatever it's
called.
Well,
that's not random tripping.
Yeah, it's not
I know that. I'm just trying to think of games that have tripping, and I'm tripping here.
You'll all be tripping.
Yeah, pretty much.
I can't think of any other game. Come on, Jordan. What's wrong with you?
Well, I can think of...
I got distracted for a second. I have no idea. This is a thing? Like, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, on the Tripping Genesis, games? There's Tiny Toon Adventures Buster's Hidden Treasure, and you can trip over cans.
That's not random, though.
I know.
You see the can.
Yeah, exactly. Why are we in a discussion about this?
I don't know.
This is just a random thing in game in Japanese games. We just
moving on. Stuff.
I can't think of anything though. That's interesting.
It's like I mentioned Jory Rock. He just played Smash Brothers Brawl, and he's like, "Oh man, I'm tripping
all over."
And he's like, "What's the deal with all these Japanese games?"
No, what happened was he played Brawl, and then he was like, "Oh, Resident Evil 6 is out. I better go buy it." And then he bought it, and Liam was like, "Ah, I'm falling." And he was like, "What the fuck?"
Well, he's not randomly tripping. Like, you only trip on bodies.
What kind of stupid idiot step over the body? Why you gotta step on it?
If you walk, okay. If you walk over them, he doesn't trip. But if you like, if you're running, then he's like,
"Whoa, there's a body in front of me. Don't jump over it."
Housekeeping.
Yeah. Well, before we end, we have to talk about Extra Life. We're doing Extra Life. You should come join our team.
What is it?
Extra Life is October 20th.
The official date is October 20th?
Yeah, the Saturday of October 20th.
I might be employed again by that time. If I'm not, I'll join you. If I am, fuck.
If I am, God help us.
Yeah, come join our team. Search for Game Over Nation at extra-life.org. Come join it. Be a part of our Game Over Extra Life revolution. Come play games 24 hours and lose all control of your body.
Yep. Even you can help save a young child's hyphen life.
Shit, we might as well do some TF2 that weekend then with a bunch of people.
Mm-hmm.
That would be fun. We should definitely do that.
We should play Loadout.
Should play Loadout.
Yeah.
That's actually a good idea, too.
Loadout's been giving a ton of keys away on their Facebook page, so go check out the Loadout Facebook page.
Holy shit.
I'd say let's do an Uncharted thing, but I don't have a PS3 anymore.
Also, Uncharted sucks!
What's wrong with you? Hold down the Uncharted 4.
Yeah.
That might work, since there's only 10 people that can play at a time, so...
We don't want to hog it with so many people. Can't overload. Yes.
Right.
Also, fuck you, Ryan.
Hey, Gabe, during Extra Life, that'd be great. Like, each of us kind of, like...
We each man our own station.
Yeah, that'd be rad. Like, Ryan, you could get a bunch of people to play...
Mech.
Fucking boring mech warriors. And we'll play fucking awesome Uncharted. And then Dylan will play fucking awesome Team Fortress with Harris and everybody.
I'm just going to trade hats all day. Still in game.
Hat City for 24 hours.
We'll be like, ready, break. And we should like record a fucking show while we're playing.
So, yeah, definitely come join us on Extra Life. Extra Hyphen Life.
Yes.
Yeah. Also, follow us all on Twitter. Follow us at Game Over Nation.
You can do that, and you can go to our website.
Ryan, where is our website?
It's at GameOverNation.com.
No shit.
Yeah.
Man, that's something.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. So make sure you follow us all individually on Twitter just so you get our own little wacky antics. Follow Ryan at Airstrike Rhino. Javi is Javi G0N. Dylan is Dr. Raw Dog. I'm sorry, you have to type that into your computer. And yeah. I'm Rabid Wombat 9.
Honey, make sure you do that. Why are you looking for raw dogging?
And if you're feeling generous, you can always click the little donate button in the top right-hand corner of our website and toss us some lunch.
Someone donated lunch, or you could
buy some little kids lunch and donate to our Extra Life page.
Yeah, you can do that too.
If you're on a diet and you want to give up Happy Meals, throw that Happy Meal money my way.
Yeah, so do all those things.
Do those things and then, you know, give us a little like on Facebook. And just search.
Oh yeah, we definitely got that Facebook page.
Big like, big time.
Big like that shit. Check out our YouTube page at Game Zero Ver Nation. We got a whole bunch of videos there. Do it!
Just say Game Over Nation, replace the O with a zero.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what if they replaced the O in Xion?
The first O.
Oh no! What is
the
all
first
this?
O.
Oh Okay. Well, anyway, so I guess are we done?
Yes.
Javi, take us out of here!
Oh, God. This has been episode 62 of the Game Zerover Nation. I am Javi Rodriguez. It's Ryan De La Rosa.
Goodbye.
Dylan Roush. And Gabe Philbin.
Hi.
And we'll catch you guys next week. Pop, pop.